Hello, and thank you for downloading FIT's podcast for spring of 2009. Well, May has arrived, and let's hope that most of us have kept up with our New Year's resolutions and the goals with our fitness programs. If you have not kept up with it, please don't worry. You can always make up the workouts and always get back on that program because summer is still not here, and we still have time to get in shape and make those improvements for the upcoming summer months. But with the warmer weather here, it is best to take advantage of the outside activities that are now offered to us. You can run, you can bike, you can play basketball, hockey, rollerblade, tennis, play baseball, you know, so on and on and on, and eventually open up that pool if you have it and swim for exercise. So the doors will open, there's more opportunities for you to have more activity, so be prepared to take advantage of it. And what I really want to stress is, obviously, all these activities are great and you can do them, but you need to be in shape before you do them. You do not want to go full bore into these outdoor activities because the elements are a little bit different than from training inside. So what I'm trying to say is, warm yourself up properly before you do the activity. Make sure that you're in somewhat kind of shape before you do the activity outside, because we don't want any injuries to hold ourselves back and to start on over. The fitness food tip, basically what I want to give out this month and for the spring podcast of 2009, is to focus on consumption of foods and thereabouts, the small amounts of foods. A lot of us tend to eat healthy, okay? If you're into exercise and fitness, you are going to eat healthy. But if you overconsume healthy foods, guess what? That can be a problem also. So it's all about the size and the portion control that you want to focus on rather than the healthy foods itself. Sure, you can have your carbohydrate foods, but do not overdo it. Sure, you can have your healthy fat foods such as peanuts and almonds and the olive oil, but that can also add up quickly. You have to take a look at the portion control and the sizes of your foods that you're taking in, and with that, you'll have the better idea of if you're taking in too many calories or not. Too much of anything is a bad thing. That's the bottom line, okay? It also goes for not so healthy foods. You want to have in slight moderation. Don't be afraid to have that glass of wine here and there or that cheat pizza on Friday night. It's all about portion control. So there you have it for FIT for the spring of 2009 podcast. I just wanted to go over those quick little tips. Hopefully everyone had a great winter and the spring is looking up for us and we're keeping up with our workout programs. Enjoy the activities that you can now do outside. Keep the food in check and portion, and you'll see that your goals will happen much quicker. If you have any questions whatsoever for future podcasts or just have a question, please feel free to contact me at fitfranco@verizon.net. Thank you.